I want you to stretch your hands and begin to lift up Nigeria. Because I see God is saying concerning Nigeria, that Nigeria will become the bread basket of the north. God is saying He is going to touch your land and begin to bless your land. And begin out of the land, it's going to come forth fertility. And out of the land, it's going to become fertile. There's going to be growth that is going to come up from your land. Your land will be cleansed from the shedding of innocent blood. Your land shall be cleansed from corruption. And the ground will begin to testify that God has received and accepted the offerings of men and women in Nigeria. That He has received you and approved you so that the needs of nation can be completely touched by the power of the Holy Ghost. I see there will be agriculture. I see that land will become fertile. I see your land will begin to produce. I see things that God is going to increase mightily. Oh, Nigeria, hear the sound of God's voice. This is God is saying fresh to you that your food will come from the ground. Life will begin to come from the ground. Gold and silver. All freshness of all the things that God is doing. There's going to be supernatural dimension of resources. Your land will be your resource. Your land will protect you. Your land will guard you so that you are not but blessed by the supernatural hand of God. There's going to be so much provision that's going to come upon the nation. He is going to eradicate poverty. He's going to eradicate lack, because He's going to become the bread basket. And it's going to be supernatural. And God is saying in this hour that I'm going to build a new Nigeria. A new Nigeria that has eradicated poverty and brought back resources and equality. So that then no one race will suffer financially. But God in His mercy will use the government to begin to bring about hope and hope of a greater future. The old Nigeria is gone. The old Nigeria that has been having recycled leaders is gone. The old Nigeria is cleansed and put away. And God is, behold, building a new one. And the voice of God is going out to a new Nigeria. You shall become the bread basket of the north and begin to provide food. Begin to provide all that is needed. All provision will rise from the land, and God's blessing is going to come strong. I see the Spirit of God saying that things in the land will become better and better. Innocent, the shedding of innocent blood will stop. Corruption will begin to stop. The ground will begin to bear witness to it by coming forth and becoming fruitful. The land will be fruitful. The rivers will be fruitful. All that God will do within and begin to provide each man food to eat. There will be bread on the table. God is saying in this hour, new Nigeria, hearken to the sound of God's voice, because it's your turn. In the next 3 to 4 terms of the presidency, even starting with His Excellency General Buhari, it's going to be a beginning of time, beginning of change. And the Spirit of God is showing that from this day henceforth, Nigeria is a nation in transition. Nigeria is a people in transformation. God is saying, Nigeria, arise. Put off your old ways. Put away the days of corruption. Put away the days of animosity. Put away from your own heart all the confusion that has happened in the past. Behold, a new Nigeria arise. A new nation is rising by the power of the Holy Ghost. God shows me that things will begin to happen in such a quick manner that your heart will be excited, your heart will be thrilled. You'll not be afraid anymore. You'll not be afraid anymore, because God is sovereignly touching you, changing you, transforming you, giving you a place of tremendous victory. The Lord is showing me also this, that the church will begin to rise in a powerful way. And because of the church unusual rising in the nations of the earth, we're exercising authority and prophesying to Nigeria, prophesying over Nigeria. And the Lord is saying this word that He, in Micah chapter 4 verse 3, He will judge between many people and render decisions for mighty distant nation. And they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spear into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up the sword against another. Never again will they be trained for war. Each of them will sit under his vine and under his fig tree with no one to make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Though all the people walk each in the name of his God, as for us, we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. The God of the north and the God of the south. There will not be retaliation or violence. And God is saying, Nigeria, the days of your violence is over. We speak to all the violent groups across Nigeria in the north. We are speaking to you in the name of Jesus. That you put down your weapons of war. You stop causing confusion and chaos from the north or in the south. God is arresting violence. In this term that God is going to raise up His own president, His own man, He's going to crush the head of the enemy and begin to push it all the way out of the territory. Violence will not be heard in your boundary. God is going to cause them to scatter. He's going to cause violence to scatter from your land. There will be no destruction of families. There will be no destruction of women and children. God is saying He's bringing about deliverance in Nigeria that is going to cause Nigeria to become like the bright shining star. When it happens in Nigeria, it will happen in other parts of the land. Africa will turn around because Nigeria has changed. God is saying it's time for you to allow God's plan and purpose to come in. The spirit of violence be bound. The shedding of innocent blood be bound. God is saying that each man will serve his own God. There's no reason for the south to look at the north in fear. No reason for the north to look to the south in anger. God is saying that He will give each one their own portion. You can call on the name of your God and live in peace. And we will call upon the name of our God and live in peace. Because God is saying that He's going to cause something supernatural to happen. And He's going to cause the dismantling of violence so that the nation will become free. The nation will become easier. The north and the south shall gang together up and begin to see themselves one nation. You shall not be divided anymore. And the Lord said the dividing line is over. It's not about the north, it's not about the south, it's not about the southwest. God is saying to Nigeria, you are a new Nigeria. You are not divided, you will be one people. And God is making this decision for you. It's not the decision of men, but God is overriding, overruling every plans of wicked men so that this thing will stop in Jesus' name. Nigeria be blessed. Nigeria be blessed. Let violence and pestilence leave your country so that a new Nigeria will rise. God is going to not only bring you back to the glory of the days of the past. You're not looking back to a Nigeria of the days of the past. But you're going to look into a new Nigeria. A new Nigeria where God is the Lord. A new Nigeria where the hand of God is going to come strong and the people are going to be rejoicing. So get ready for the breaking forth of a new dawn. We proclaim to you, Nigeria, the breaking of a new dawn, the dawn of peace, the dawn of God's blessing and supernatural grace. We from the nations of the world speak to you in Jesus' name. We speak to you, be at peace, be in prosperity, be in the supernatural blessing of God, that there'll even the diaspora of Nigerians right across the nations of the world, many will return back to Nigeria. And begin to see that when they return, that the house of God is filled with bread. The people of God have all the provisions they needed. They will say, let's go back to that place. Let's go back to the place of our inheritance. And many sons and daughters will come from afar. And they will help rebuild the ancient ruins. So Nigeria, you will never be the same again. You will never be brought into reproach again. Because the Lord God has set His face upon you. So Nigeria will be saved. Nigeria will be blessed. Yes. Nigeria will show the way. Yes. If it happens in Nigeria, they will say, if it can happen in Nigeria, it can happen in any part of Africa. Yes. It is true. It shall begin to break out all across Africa. Yes. There will be changes that will be taking place in high places, in governments, so that the people in each nation will begin to have hope in their hearts. Yes. They're saying that if it can happen there, it will happen in our nation. Yes. And hope will be given back to Africa. You'll be like the city of the Cape of Good Hope. So God is saying that this shall become your portion. Be blessed. We bless you from the nations of the world. We say, Nigeria, come into your new day. The breaking of a new dawn. A day of God's blessing and peace. Without violence and pestilence. Without all kinds of sickness and oppression. The nation be blessed and you will rise. Hallelujah. Let's put our hand and thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the nations of the earth reach out and begin to bless Nigeria. We send the blessings of God. We send the peace of God. We send the blessings of God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. You believe that?
Yes.
I believe that with all my heart, soul, and strength. Because we are part of the process. Nigeria is a nation in transition. Nigeria is a nation in transformation. Amen. Give him a great hand and thank him again one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.